This morning I ask God in the week to give us a praise that will break some chains, loose some bondages. And I'm asking God that today. And I know that, you know, that God is just good. He's just good. I told my brother back there, I said, you know, for his patience with me. And I said, Lord, I've been really asking God and thanking him for his patience with me. Praise the Lord. I came to class. I said, we just have class. And we just started having class. We didn't plan this. So they was having with the kids. I said, well, that's me. We here. Let's study. Yeah, we want to study. So then Jackie came in for prayer. And then she started studying. But, you know, God has a way of doing things. He know how to do. And I just really want to thank him for how he blessed me in class this morning. Because I said, Lord, now I should know that. You know? But, you know, you go through things and your mind get twisted and you get off the path. Come on. And then it look like you can't. But we got to keep our minds on the Lord. We got to keep our minds on the Lord. And I just want to say that I just bless him. I thank him. I want you to stand on your feet and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I came to bless him. I came to thank him. I came to praise him. I came to let him know that I love him and I want to go on with him. Praise the Lord. I want to be, hallelujah, Lord, in this army, this last army that I was taught about all my life. Hallelujah. Lord is making up an army, and I volunteer this morning. I tell you, I'm here at the station. I volunteer. I want to be in this army. You want to be in this army, you got to volunteer. This is a volunteer because he said, whosoever will, let him come. I just bless his name. Oh, children of God, he's so good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and bless his name. Just go on and praise him. He is so good. Bless the Lord on your soul and all that's within you. Bless his holy name. Oh, God, he's so good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Frank, I'm taking him serious. He said, told me the first of the year, they started paying more attention. I do. I try to pay more attention, taking more serious than I've been doing. You know, come on. And I had a dream, and I told Al about the dream. And in this dream, at 50, Al, I saw this person that turned around and looked at me. And the Lord told me who this person was, and I'll tell you after service. But, you know, I've been really praying about the church. I've been praying for God. You know, I just, oh, Lord, have mercy. I've been praying for the children to sing. I've been praying for God to just do something that y'all don't ever thought he did. I've been praying. Been asking, Lord, you know, to give us music, give us what, that we can just praise him. And so, Lord, I said, Lord, hallelujah. I'm laying out the calendar for the year, except 2017. I don't know. I may get somebody to draw me a calendar, you know, each month. And each month I said, God, I want to be doing something for you every day. I want to be doing something. Well, I praise him every day. But you know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I see a world that's dying. I see people changing. I see things turning. People don't know their right hand from their left. People that used to know God don't know him no more. It's very few pulpits that's really preaching anything. Like brother said, you know, we used to see, but we tired of talking what we used to see. God got some plan for us, children of God, this year. He ain't changed. He's going to reform us and transform us and restore us. And I've been asking God, Lord, restore me. Restore my soul. Restore my soul. You want to be restored? Praise the Lord. Don't ever get too high or think you know too much that you can't get nothing. I always be in a place like a child, because he said like a children. So, Lord, I just want to thank you. I praise your name, and I know it take you for everything. I've learned that. Lord, I pray that you give this church a praise. Woo, Lord, let them come in, Lord. Give them victory. Give us victory that'll spill over that they can't keep. Praise the Lord, but I know that's your time too. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah for today. Have your way in this place. Have your way in this place. Do what you want to do. Lord, move like you want to move, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, God, to make up our minds we're going to come back to Bethel. And we're going to come, and we don't care. Nobody's going to stop us along the way. As we go, somebody says, nope, I ain't got time. I got something I got to do. I got my mind on something else. And so, Lord, I just thank and praise you. I praise you. Come on, just praise him one more time. Lord God, give me the strength to stand today. The strength, God. In Jesus' name. God, I bless your holy name. I praise you. Hallelujah. I praise your name, God. Hallelujah. I praise your name, God. Praise the Lord. Somebody just turn around and say, I'm pressing on. Tell your neighbor, I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on the upward way. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say this at the time, said Brother Al, because a lot of us in DD and people who are looking, look, Bridget say, I'm praying, Mama, and I'm seeing everybody in here healed and saved. But I'm going to tell you something. When you go through, you're going to go through people telling you and people talking to you and giving you advice. But you got to make up your mind what you want from God. And even your mind will get off. Come on now. Not only folk, your mind get off. And you get to thinking, Lord, am I crazy? What should I do? Give me a dream. Come on now. You ever look, you know, if you wait on God for something you know that maybe man can do. Come on now. You know, and then I feel like it's reasons that God do things. It's a reason that we waiting. It's a reason that you waiting, Dee Dee. It's a reason that you waiting, Al. It's a reason that we're waiting on brother. It's a reason. And I think about God got a time, but when I'm going through and can't hardly cook or whatever, I ain't thinking about that. My mind get to God, I say, oh, watch out now. No. I got to stay on what I'm going. I got to stay on this thing now. Y'all, somebody understand. Do you understand? I got to say, I called D.D., said, Mama. I told Bridget waiting. I said, Bridget, let us keep each other encouraged. When you see me getting off, pull the reins and put me back on. Let the Lord use you. You ain't so big the Lord can't use somebody else. We got to keep each other encouraged. Keep them encouraged. If they got a testimony, oh, they don't know. No. Help them to keep their testimony. Come on, help them to keep their testimony. Praise the Lord. When they get a little weak, help them. Did somebody get that? I don't know. Praise the Lord. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, y'all, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But one thing I know, God going to keep us. He going to keep your mind. He going to keep your way. All we got to do is obey him. He tell us to understand. He did say with all you good and getting understanding, he has the one to give you understanding. Praise the Lord. But whatever you got the word, you do what's right. I found it out. I said, Lord, if we do what the word tell us to do, we're going to be okay. We going through something. It's a lot of people going through stuff. This is supposed to have been a good year. Now, it is a good year, you know, in perspective. But my goodness, the trials that people have gone through this year. Wow. But you know, these trials are to make you. And you can preach that all you want to and say it all you want to. You may know it, but still you're going to be human and you're going to go through things and your mind is going to go and you got to make up your mind. I'm going to hold on to Jesus come. Hallelujah. I don't care if the rain falls, if the mountains tumble, if this happens, I'm going to hold on to Jesus. And the devil, he get to talking, I'm telling you. But I ain't come to talk about him though. I came to bless the Lord my soul. I came to let him know I'm going to wait until my change comes. I'm going to be like Job. Hallelujah. But Job, hallelujah, when he waited. Oh, I just got that. God just done him in when he waited. He waited on God. Some of us just got to wait on God. I think she done made up her mind. She going to wait. And in the waiting period, God give you confirmations and give you a little something to keep you going on. Didi said she dreamed of somebody, she got what she was needing. You left your cane, so she went skiing across that floor. We know that man is able. And I've been praying, I said, God, are we crazy or something? Man is able to do this stuff. You know, and God gave man the ability to do it. And I thank God for that. I said, I thank God for the ability that man has to help us. But that ain't where I am. That ain't what I want. That ain't what you want, D. That ain't what you want, Al. We let man do his part, but man can't do everything. You know, and I told her, I'm thinking, I said, Lord, then I have to tell, I'm talking about that. Y'all think I'm talking crazy, but I was talking to myself. I said, Lord, you know, I know what man can do. And my next door neighbor and Jackie's mother-in-law, she see perfectly. You know, I know what man can do. He could help me. And my doctor told me, said, well, Celeste, oh, just go and you be all the colors. I still see colors, for goodness sake. I don't really even see colors. I ain't blind. But she was just, you know, she's just trying. She said, because God gives everybody. She said, I know what you're thinking, but God, you know, he gives man. Listen, I know that. I'm not crazy. I know God gives man. And I thank God for giving man. But that ain't what I want. And I said, God, Lazarus was dead for days. His eyes were rotted. His flesh was rotted. And all you had to do was call his name. And he came and was made perfectly whole. That's the God I'm trying to find. That's the God I'm going to hold on to with all my heart, with all my soul, because I got to know that God. We saw a film about this man named David. You remember he was an African. He had been dead 4 days, rotted. His wife said, no, the Lord promised me. They kept pulling his body back and forth. They got him in the room and he was stiff like a man. So he looked like he was like a fish. They started praying on him. And she was sitting in the back because the women and the men don't sit together too much, you know, in Africa. And they started praying for him and rubbing him. And he's cold and, you know, a corpse. Come on now. And they're rubbing him and praying for him. And all of a sudden, his toe moved. We are serving that. But you're going to go through something. I told God, I said, you ain't going to just, you know, it ain't going to be vippity-voppity-boo now. You're going to have to hold on. You're going to remember where God brought you from. But this has been teaching me. I never see, you know, now things look prettier and you know, things, you know what I'm saying? And I get so grateful. And sometimes I get in the car, I was in the car, my eyes started clear up. I said, oh, my God. I said, now, wait, Lord, wait, hold on. Because, see, I'm getting ready to tell Dad to pull his car over. Because if I get this in the car, he got to pull it over because I get out and do my thing. They're going to put me in jail. I say, so, Lord, when you do when you finish, do it in a place where I won't go crazy. Because you know me. He's something else. We want to let him know today that we're trusting in him. You may not be trusting him in for nothing physical, but you need something else you need. I'm telling you, God is able to do all things well. I say, everything you need, he got it. You'll never find out if you don't have it. You ain't gonna never find out nothing about God. How much can we trust him? How much can we trust him? I want to minister from the first one-third Psalms. It's a very, very familiar Psalms. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because this is the way I'm feeling. I want to bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me. I said all that's within me. Somebody need this today. Bless his holy name. I want to bless him today. Because he's worthy to be blessed in him. I tell you, he's a good God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And I don't want to forget his benefits. I know he is God. And there is nobody else like him. And he can give you what you believe. He said, all things are possible, Deborah, to those that believe. All things, Sister Mary, it's possible. He said, all things. Now, either we going to believe all things or we ain't going to believe all things. He said, all things. Say all things. Hallelujah. He forgave your iniquities. Forgiveth all things. Who forgiveth all things? All your iniquities. Who healeth all your diseases. Here's what he said. Now, children, the word is powerful. And the word is on this paper, and you read it. And a lot of y'all, I do. I have a scripture, and I have one for the week, and I read the scripture. But the word is, in John said his spirit and life. We got to find out if that's true. Lord, help me today. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. All your diseases he healed. You know what? You're going to not see God because you didn't believe that. You didn't believe that Jesus came to do everything. Jesus came that you could be saved. Jesus came, and while he saved you, he want to heal you, bless you, take you on. Don't ever think. Praise the Lord. Don't ever think. You ought to be saying, you know what? Children of God got to stand and not say, I'm a child of God. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not just some thrown away piece of nothing. I'm more than a conqueror. You're going to have to tell yourself that. You have to stand in the building just like that. I do this. Stand in the building. Lord, I can do this. Lord, I can wait on you. Lord, I can do this. And the devil said, oh, you're going to go blind. I said, the devil is a lie. I said, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. I said, well, then he'll heal the blind. I said, remember that scripture? He said, hallelujah, Jesus, that man was blind. Hallelujah. And the Lord healed him. I ain't going to tell you everything. But you're going to go through. But believe God. You standing for, I mean, any place you standing. Y'all standing by your house. Believe God. God is able to do anything. I said, and I know it. And you know, hallelujah, how you travel this way is going to help you when you get up closer. But the trials get harder as you get, you know, older in Christ. The trials get harder. Praise God, you'll be bippity-boppity-boo out there. I used to have sinus so bad, Ernest, though. I mean, my head was rotted. I mean, it just smelled like it had rotted inside. I hurt so bad, my head felt like you could take it off the top. But somebody touched God for me, praying for me. I was in when Venture Target, one of them stores, was they don't close now. I never forget it. But me and Keith used to walk over to the church and pray. My head was hurting me so bad. Never forget it. I got on my knees. My head was hurting so bad. And I got on my knees. When I got on my knees, I said, Lord. And a light switch said, boop. That pain just went just like that. Boop. Never had it again. This is the God I know. This is the God that has taught me these things. This is the God I preach to you. This is the God I stand here looking like a nut. Hallelujah. You may think I'm a nut, but one of these days you're going to change your mind. You think I'm nutty right now. Pastor ought to do so-and-so. Pastor did so-and-so. Pastor did. I hear you talk, but I'm going to tell you something. God hear you too. And he goes, I'm going to make them have to come to you and oh. All of my appointed time, Job said, I'm going to wait till my change comes. Because this God said right here, he redeemed your life from destruction. Oh, my God. Listen, look at that. Who crowned thee with love and kindness and tenderness. And Lord, if he ain't did that. Oh, you don't deserve nothing. You know it's the truth. You promise him things that you don't do. Come on now. You say that, you know, you run your mouth when you need to shut it up. You do a whole lot of things. But even in all that, he comes. And it make you feel shame sometimes, don't it? Praise the Lord. And you sit there sometime and you know you need to be saved. Hallelujah. But God still wake you up in the morning, crown you with loving kindness. You go to your refrigerator, eat what you want to eat. Praise the Lord. Do whatever you want to do because God done bless you so. He's a God that need to be praised. I say he a God that need to be praised. He deserve it. He satisfied your mouth with good things so that your youth, thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Boy, I text that, boy. I used to quote that scripture. Mark, I used to quote that all the time. Lord, you say you said something. My youth will be renewed. I believe that. Like an eagle. Hello, he made his way. I love this. He made known his ways unto Moses. His acts unto the children of God. Children of you, listen. What I want to do with Moses right here. I want to know his ways. See, and people that's under, that's not, then he said, then his acts, you're going to see the acts. I want to know his ways. Did you get that? He made known his ways unto Moses because Moses had to know his ways to teach the children of God. Some of you are going to know his ways so that you can teach what he's going to teach you. And they're going to see the acts of what you said. Hallelujah. Oh, they don't catch that. You chew on that for a while. The Lord is merciful, isn't it not? He's merciful. Read from it. The world is merciful and gracious. That right. Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, you ought to praise God just for that. You know you ain't always done right. Come on now. You know your attitude ain't right sometimes. You go to work and you ready to, and she say one more thing to me. Lord, don't let me run into that woman today because I ain't feeling good now. Uh-oh, see there? The Holy Ghost will read your mail, girl. I'm not feeling good today now. Don't let me run into nobody now. Come on now. Because I might say something. I don't want to be, you know, then you call your name, you know, because you know your name ain't the same when you get saved. Praise the Lord. I don't want to be so-and-so. I don't want them to know who so-and-so is. I want you to be lifted up. So don't, you know, hallelujah. But God is merciful. God will keep you on your job. Somebody, because I know folks, they talk to me all the time about these jobs. Christian people. And you getting along with all them sinners, you know, people that don't understand nothing. I'm going to ask God for your strength today. I felt that. People having trouble on their jobs. You know what I'm saying? They have trouble with people talking and running their mouth and making you feel. And so the devil know where to get you, honey. He don't want your day to go good. He know that Sarah just ticks you off. And who should come but Sarah? Don't she ever get sick? Don't she ever get off from work? Do she ever get a vacation? When I'm in between, you know. Somebody need this. But God, listen, God going to help you. He's going to help us. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. I say God is a good God. God is a good God. And all he wants us to do is to obey him. This ain't what I'm reading, but he wants us to obey him. Do what he say. That's all he asking. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about, praise the Lord, Adam and Eve in the garden, sister. And every in the evenings, the voice of the Lord, read it, the voice of the Lord came down among them. And I thought, Lord, let your voice come again. They look for him. They look for that relationship to hear his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. I was telling them in class today, I don't want to get off too far. I said, you know, the Lord, you say your sheep know your voice. When the Lord speaks to you, you know it's God. If you keep that relationship, if you just get away and seek the Lord, hallelujah, and don't say I'm going to seek him, and seek him will become now to you like something you want to do. Come on, y'all know y'all fall in love with your little good friends and boyfriends. You can't wait till he get there. Your heart go pitter-pat. Come on now. That's the relationship God want with you. That's what he wants. He wants you to be wanting to see him. Wanting to call you to prayer. Oh, Lord. Feel that tug. Oh, dear God. I'm washing dishes. Oh, I got so much to do. I got this thing. And some of this stuff be good stuff. But God wants relationship. I've learned this. He wants relationship. He wants you to love him like that. And really, the struggle will cease. Honestly, the struggle will cease. You'll go into prayer every time you feel a little tug. Oh, he's calling. And you be there. Isn't that sweet? Ain't that wonderful? God is restoring. He's going to restore you. When you first got saved, probably that didn't, it was better, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. Come here, Leslie. I don't want you to sit up here crying before I get through. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Listen. The Holy Ghost knows everything. And when we get up there, like Donald say, mama, that ain't none of you talking. I know you ain't, that ain't you. Praise the Lord. And it don't be me sometimes. It doesn't. It doesn't be. I try not to ever let it be me. Praise the Lord that God will, use us to show me his ways and you his acts. Praise the Lord. He's going to show you his acts. He's going to move for you in a special way. He's going to move for you in a special way. You ain't going to be crying all the time about the same old thing. Hallelujah. God heard you cry. God see you, honey. When that night season, when nobody is there, you're alone. Praise the Lord. And you say, when, Lord, when are you going to come? But he said, I'm coming. He said, I'm coming. I'm coming for you and I'm coming for your words. I told Bridget, he's coming for your words. What are you going to say to him? God, I believe you. God, I'm here waiting on you. Are you going to say, when? Hallelujah. Don't complain. Don't say, when you going to do it? Now say, Lord, I'm waiting on you. Lord, I'm waiting on your word. He said, he told Daniel, I'm coming for your words. And I told Bridget last week, I said, God told me to tell you he's coming for your word. She said, I'm going to be waiting on him. What word are you going to say, D? What word is I'm going to say, D? Is I'm going to say, well, Lord, you know I may go blind. No, you know what I'm going to say? I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I'm waiting on you. I know you can do it. He comes for your words, I'm telling you. You got to start speaking words that the Bible said you ought to say. Stop talking that stuff. Praise the Lord. You can. You will. You will. This is your year. This is your time. And you ain't going to be struggling. You ain't going to struggle. There ain't nothing but the devil. The devil is a lie. I say the devil is a lie. And then God, come here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to lay my hands on you and God going to lay his hands on you. Okay? Stand behind her. God going to lay his hands on you. Because God is laying his hands on you today. And you're beating on, do you know you're beating on the devil's head up there? You know, when you clap your hands, you know what you're doing? You're clapping. You say, tell that devil, hallelujah, you beating that drum, you really beat on this. And when you go boom, you hit him, he down, and you boom, and you hit. Praise the Lord. There's a beat on his head. I say, beat on his head. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Deliver this child, Lord. Hallelujah. No more tears. Hallelujah. No more, Lord. Hallelujah. He's coming. God said, I'm coming. I've heard you cry. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I hear you cry. I'm coming. I'm coming. Hallelujah. Let your words be. God, I knew you would come. I love you, Jesus. Tell him how much you love him, how much you care. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming, sister. He's coming. He's going to blood us, sire. Thank you, Lord. He's coming. He's coming. He ain't just talking. He's coming. He's coming. To deliver. To deliver. To deliver. To deliver. In Jesus' name. Deliver. Deliver. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him. You got it. You got it. Go on and praise him. Go on and praise him. I did all about Saya. Go on and praise him. Thank you, Lord. He's coming. Praise him. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's coming. I say he's coming. He's coming. Sister, he's coming. He's coming, sister. He's coming to deliver, to do whatever he got to do. Praise the Lord. This is our time. This is our day. When he get up there, praise the Lord. It's up to you to receive it. This is my transformation. This is my restoration. You receive it. Just say it. Just keep quoting it. Lord, you said it's my restoration time. You said it's my, you're going to transform me. You said you're going to take away some things. Praise for that. Transform me to take away and to do something different. You know, go up like a transformer. And kids have a transformer. And turn them into something that's, that they didn't have before. You go. Everything going to be all right, Lenny. Look at the burden that you carry. He gonna lift that burden. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'm just seeing it. I'm looking at it. But God is gonna, hallelujah, do what you said. You've asked him, and he gonna do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your husband gonna be all right. Soon he gonna get up and surprise you and say, I'm gonna go to church with you. Ain't that gonna be something? You looking for it, ain't you? Okay, I'm looking for it. Okay, God go with you. God be with you. You keep on keeping on. Keep your eyes. Get focused and keep your eyes on what God teach you. You don't suppose to, you know, people think these little kids, you get up and you're going to be overnight. No, no, it don't work that way. You ain't going to be that overnight. It just, I wish you could. Sister, I wish I could. I look back, I say, I should be much further. But you can't go no further than God take you. You just can't. You may read it, but the reality of it, watch it now. Come on, Steph, I got to pray for you now while I'm praying. Praise the Lord. Anybody else need prayer? We didn't know nothing. You may sit down. I ain't in no hurry. Praise the Lord. I ain't in no hurry. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. When is he going to come? When? Praise the Lord. I'm tired. When is he coming? Oh, okay now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let your word be. You coming soon. Let your words be what you just said. Let the words that go in your mind, or your heart, and your soul, down in your belly. Hallelujah. Let your words be. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't understand. Lord, I don't understand what's going on, but I'm giving this thing to you, and you're going to work it out. I ain't going to be sitting up here crying at night. I ain't going to be sitting up here, well, got to go buy another thing, a handkerchief. No, sir. Well, God, hallelujah. This is your time, Steph. Yes, just go ahead and receive it. And just, you know, let me tell you, it's your mouth. Your mouth. You know, God gonna, he wanna do things for us, but our mouth holds him back a lot of time. Our mouth. Change your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Change it. We have to change our mouths. We all, pastor do too. You have to change your mouth. If you have to stand up in that glass and say, now look, you about to get yourself right. I do that. I said, you about to get yourself right. You better stop this mess. You know, talk to yourself. And all of a sudden the Lord told me, he said, the body profits little. I ain't talking about, he didn't say it like no exercise. He said, but the spirit knows all things. The spirit of man. And that comes through prayer. The body is when you sit down and try to figure it out yourself. The spirit is when you get on your knees and touch God. And in your spirit, he puts that tenacity to do, hallelujah, what you need to do. That's what he told me. He said, your body profits nothing. It ain't going to hurt. It's not going to profit you anything to sit up and weep and cry and blah, 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 and slobber. That is not going to profit nothing. But when you get on your knees, get in your bathroom, get in your closet somewhere and say, God, I'm laying this thing down unto you. I don't see no way, even in the natural, for you to do this thing. It seems impossible. But he's the God of the impossible. He'll do what nobody else can do. He's going to do, take you through. God got people that can hear his voice. Hallelujah. You're never going to be, Stephanie, where you can't do this and that. God going to take care of you. Just give it to him. Be a woman that give you by yourself. You got a chance. You know, even though you're working, you're tired. But you got a chance. You know what I mean? Because you got nobody else there. You can just get up and say, I'm going to pray tonight. You too, Leslie. You too, you got a chance now. While you got a chance, use it. Hallelujah. You got, yeah, it's good. It's good not two. But when it's just one, I don't mean no offense now. Take advantage of it. And like I told her, she didn't understand it, but you love your singleness right now. Your singleness, because you're single. Love it. Love your singleness. And take advantage of it. If he wants something else there, he'll let you know. He'll let you know. But let him know you love him, so you're going to trust him. Yeah, I ain't trusting in no man for getting old. He ought to do so and so and so, but he'll do what he won't do. He'll take care of you. Hallelujah. If he have to send a bird from China, I always say that. He got to send a bird from China, he will take care of you. I really believe that. I believe we miss a lot of knowing God by trying to do it ourselves. We could have known God in that particular situation. That situation ain't coming back. So you're young. Keep your situations. Am I making sense? Do now. Because when you get older, that ain't coming back. You know what I'm saying? You done lost that. Do you understand? So if you stay with the Lord and just be like Mary, she stayed at his feet and listened to him. Martha around cooking and carrying on, which this is good. But he said Mary chose the best part. That can't be taken away from her. Food can rot. People go away. But you on your knees with God, that can't be taken away from you. That's something that you're going to keep. A bullet can't take it. If somebody says, I'm going to cut your neck, they still can't take it. They can't take what God doing in your spirit. They can't take it, Stephanie. So don't think you ain't making no headway. Only way you ain't making no headway is you ain't talking to God.
You talk to him, he hears. He don't always say, all right, but he will let you know, like today, through his servants or through somebody call you on the phone or something like that, you're going to be okay. And that you have planned, you went to school for it, look for it. Yeah, you told me that. Keep looking. Keep looking. Keep looking. Let the Lord know he bad. Let the Lord know he can just walk in there and just do what he wants. Let him know, and he wants to be bad in our lives. He do. He want to be something else, and he going to be something else in your life. And you're going to call me with joy. Soon. Mama, I tell you, this person called, and Lord, I went and she hired me. Whoa, my goodness, Mama. I'm looking for that phone call. Mm-hmm. Okay, God bless you. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. I feel better. I feel better. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me read one more scripture, and then we're going to be. Thank you, Lord. God is a good God, is he not? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Read that from, I can't read with these glasses on. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow in anger, and what? Plenteous in mercy. He ain't little in mercy. Lord, have mercy. He ain't always chattel. He ain't always be angry. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He ain't going to always do that. You know, God do get angry sometime now. Okay. But he has not dealt with us, after our sins. You got the God ain't dealt with you the way you've been doing. Now, he ain't giving you what you deserve. Hallelujah. He ain't rewarded us according to our iniquities. Isn't that wonderful? If God give us what we deserve, we all be in hell. Away from him. But because, oh God, I said, oh God, he's a forgiving God. He's a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, on God. Another chance. And he's given us all another chance. Every one of us sitting here, another chance. You ain't saved, you still had another chance. God is a good God. All right, now, so God is good. So what are you going to say when you stand before him? You haven't decided to receive him as your Savior. What you going to say? Well, you didn't do so and so. Come on now. What you going to say to him? You're going to say, I gave my son. I gave you everything I had to pay for your sin, and you wouldn't receive it. That's what Jesus came for, children of God, to pay for the sin. That's what he came for. And that's what you got to do. You got to receive what God did. You got to love him and love you. Love him. You got to love him. There are scriptures. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray. I'm praying for you, Clay. I'm really praying for you. I'm praying for you. Till I hear you stand up and say, I found the Lord. Because he ain't lost, though, you know. I've decided to go with the Lord. When I look at that hibiscus, and I say, Lord, bless Clay. Bless him. Bless him. I've decided to go with Jesus. Hallelujah. Take your eyes off people. They make mistakes. They fail. But Jesus never fails. Jesus in the book, he never fails. And you know how he have kept you. Through the years, he kept you. You wouldn't be here if he didn't. You wouldn't be here. You'd be gone, honey. Somebody would have shot your brains out or did something else. But he kept you. And so this is what you got to love him if you never see. You know, people died in the scripture. They didn't see everything. They wanted to see some things too. But they died in faith. Faith to what? Faith to Jesus Christ. Faith to Jesus Christ. If you got up this morning and the sun rose and you walking and you can move your legs and you can see with your eyes and you can do this and that and you can eat, hallelujah, you done seen a miracle. Praise the Lord. How you chew your food? When I think of the goodness, when I think about him, Clay, I ain't got to see nothing else. I want everything else. You know what I'm saying? I want people to be healed and saved. I was telling the brother, I walked into the store the other day, Dad took me to the store, and this guy read the number off of these little bitty batteries I needed. And I, you know, like when God give you a gift, you hate to see anybody. I got this gift. You hate to see anybody sick. You hate to see them sick, you know. So when the guy read the battery, he said, "Ma'am, I'll read this for you." She gave it to the lady. And then I said, "Your eyes are really good, because it's little bitty writing. You got to have good eyes to read that. And it's kind of shiny, too, you know. I ain't even see no letters on there." Amen. And he said, "My eyes are good." He said, "But my hearing is bad." Young fella, 20-something, I was telling him about it. Hearing bad. I said, "Oh. Now, there was a time, I don't know where I am. I'm just being honest. I'd have jumped at that right then." Did he know? We was in a store. This lady had a baby that red all over his face. You remember that time? And we went to the store uptown, me and you, just when you was at home. We went to the store, and you said, "Mom, you want to go pray for that baby?" I said, "I sure do. See you." And I went around, I went to pray for that baby, and I did. I prayed for that baby. I seen him 2 months later, and all that red stain is gone. When I went to pray for him, she said, "I don't need no prayer. I'm going to the doctor." I said, "Just let me pray." And I prayed for the baby. And the Lord let me see that baby again. And know all that red stuff that come on their face, like a, what they call that? A something, but it be like a big spot of red. A something was on his face, the poor little thing. And my heart just went out to him. I've had so many children, so many wonderful things to happen through Jesus Christ. When he say do it, we have to find a place to hear him do it. We have to say, I could tell you many, many, because I'm old, you know, I can tell you a lot of things. But I'm just saying, just keep your mind on the Lord. I know this month you did something. You did. It came back to you, Lord. Cleanse my soul. Let me see, y'all have been asking the Lord to clean you up. Clean me up, God. Phew. Praise the Lord. Because I know all of y'all are lily white, you know. But you the pope that ain't lily white. Praise the Lord. I have to cleanse my soul, Lord. I don't mean that it's dirty. I'm just, you know, cleanse me where I can hear you. Do my, wash me and I will be clean. That's what I say. I wash me and I'll be clean. And wash me and I'll be whiter than snow, I tell him. Praise the Lord. And then you say, well, one, because it take God. So you ought to stand on your mind. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord, because it take God. I say, it take God. Hallelujah. Come on, stand on your feet and praise me. It takes God. It takes God, girl. All you got to do is want it and keep wanting it and keep wanting it, and he's soon to give it to you. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him, baby. Go on and praise him, Liz. Go on and praise him. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God getting ready to do something for his people. I don't care what nobody say. God's going to get, he's going to give us some of this. I'm telling you, he's going to restore us and transform us. We're going to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell you, just keep on, praise the Lord. Keep on loving. Keep on, but come on, keep on loving. Keep on keeping Leslie encouraged. Keep calling on the phone. Keep telling you're going to make it. Don't tell her you may be by yourself when she get to talking silly. Cause you know, we just human, you know. She said, you know, I said, oh girl, you're going to make it. Don't get down on her. Because she still got a body there. I understand that. I do. Just keep her lifted up. The Bible says we should encourage each other every day. And so, as the time you see coming, we're going to need encouraging from one another. Now, that's what the scriptures say. So much as you see the time approaching, keep each other encouraged. So you see your brother need help, call him and speak a love thing to him. Don't say, girl, you know you shouldn't be doing it. You know they pray. No. You can make it. You can get over this. You can make it. You can get over this. Praise the Lord. The Lord is on our side. Our side. Now the Lord is on our side. You can make it. You're going to get what you're looking for. Just keep holding on to Jesus. Just keep holding on to him. Praise the Lord. Keep holding on. Keep holding on. Keep holding on. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for His spirit today. I just thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want, you know, I want what I want. You want some things too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we told Sister Jackie what she got to do. I want to hear some music up there. I don't care if it was one finger. And we'll sing in the tune you play. If you play in G, just sing it in G. You know, you ain't, you know, it takes time to learn how to change notes. That's just a lot of take. But dun, 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 one thing. Dun, dun, dun. You can do that. Beat the tune out, come to church the next day. I got a tune. All right, and you start playing and we will sing what you play. Okay? Let's give God another clap off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Gwen, I want to call you and ask that you have that song ready, because that would have fitted right in. Yeah, thank you. So I came, huh? Yeah. Can you sing? You can't sing it? No, no. Put it on the place where the people singing with you. That's what I do. I let the folks sing with me. We sing it. I sing on tapes, and I let the people sing with me. The people that made the tape. But they got certain parts you can sing it by yourself. Let the choir sing, well, you can sing it with the people. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. But I wanted you to sign. I'm trying to get, last night I went to call, say it's too late to call it a night. Yeah. Do you got your tape with you? Oh. Oh. Well, next week, come and sing it. Because it's thank you. Everybody all thinking, I thought that cup, they would just fit it in so good. That this is going to be Thanksgiving, children of God. But don't be thinking about just the turkey all day. Think about people. You know, think about somebody. You know, just thank God and just be grateful to the Lord. Here we are talking about the world. Some of them can't even eat, and we're going to be sitting there eating turkey, ham, you know, gaining 10 pounds. And say, oh, I shouldn't eat this, and, you know, going through all this trauma. Amen. So I want to just thank the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Join hands. We're going to pray together as a family. Praise the Lord. In doing the few weeks, we're going to take the sacrament in a few weeks, children of God. Just give a little time here. Praise God, because God is moving by his spirit and his power. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to do it. Hallelujah. We need it. Father, I want to thank you for what you've done today. I want to thank you, Lord, for blessing Leslie and everybody that's been blessed. Praise Lord. I want to thank you for the Holy Ghost that knows all things. He knows all things. Yes, you do, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Father. So we give you praise and we give you glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Lord, be gracious unto you and give you his peace. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. And be pray. Let us pray for me and pray one for another. Thank you, Jesus. Got any of y'all?